Yo, welcome back, everybody. Episode 20 of Surrenderfied Podcast. I can't believe we're at 20 episodes. It's crazy. We got a bunch more. We got two more this week. I think three more next week. So we're just like flying through at the start of this year. Today's guest on this episode, we have one of the top 100 Elder Glass players. I met Green, I believe, last January. Been following their stream ever since. Really cool Twitch streamer, variety streamer, lots of different games, great community. So everybody, welcome GreenMe93. What's up, Green?
Hi, how you doing?
You look fantastic, man. Yo, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I've been following your content for a year. But I wanted to start the show so you can give people a chance to get to know more about you, kind of pull back the curtain. When did you get into streaming? When did you get into Pokemon? And then let us know after how you picked your username. I've always wondered that.
Okay. So I started streaming late 2020, around October 5th.
Okay, it's like COVID, yeah.
Yeah. During the time we couldn't really go out, just full on lockdown.
Yeah. What are the times?
How I got into it is I was watching a friend stream. I knew what Twitch was. I just thought the content was just specifically shooting games, so Fortnite, Call of Duty, and stuff like that.
Right.
So I didn't realize people are playing different games. And so I kind of just hopped in there, and throughout that time I was just kind of chilling and just seeing what Twitch was like, just in general. And I would say around after September, I asked him, my friend, is it hard to get into streaming, starting to do it? Because I didn't have the equipment for it. The only thing I had was just a PS4. So I started doing that, was just directly streaming from that console.
Oh, from the PS4. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I did it for a few months. And then I ended up moving a bit more into art streams. So I would just use my iPad and connect it to my laptop and just do just doodle whatever for a good amount of time.
Oh, you're doing art streams?
Yeah. I started,
hold on.
How do you... I want to say maybe from November to beginning of 2021. That's how long I was doing it for.
Really? So,
yeah.
So I'm kind of slow start, but I'll pick it up. How do you stream on your iPad?
You have to download a program. I forgot what it was called. It was A-Power software. It's specifically just for iPad. So oh. It's whatever you're seeing on my screen is being recorded onto the computer.
Got you. Oh, okay.
A screen capture or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Got you. Okay, that's cool. Were you enjoying those art streams?
Yeah, I did. It was fun. So I didn't have a proper place to stream. I live with family, so I didn't really have privacy. So literally I would be,
oh damn,
I would get an extension cord and just stream outside my house, in front of my porch.
Yeah, because family was around. I got you.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because I had neighbors walk around, just hearing me chat, and they're just what's he doing? Just just doing on a computer screen. I remember there was one time I actually sat out there. We had a cover sheet or whatever, but it was kind of starting to rain a little bit harder. But I was just basically sitting out there just streaming. And then people were aren't you gonna get cold or sick or something like that? I'm like, no, I'm good. And then lo and behold, I did.
you ended up getting sick? Damn.
Yeah, I did. A few times it's happened.
But that sounds cool, art streams. I've seen people do, trumpets, pianos, all kind of music, DJs. But I can't, you know what? Now I think about it, there was one guy I stumbled across. He would Twitch stream him doing commissions for emotes.
Oh, that's cool.
But I never asked questions about it. I just kind of looked at him that's pretty smart. He's, I don't know if he started as that, but he's making money streaming, but also streaming his job, making emotes. He made more money off emotes. Had his panels set up, a website, packages, very simple and easy, instead of most of these quote unquote graphic designers who just spam your page. Mm-hmm. But this guy was really complete. So now it's cool to hear you're doing that. So,
well,
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No, what were you saying?
No, I was going to move on to Pokemon, but keep going about art.
Oh, that's actually what I was about to ask. Like, what was the question regarding that?
Oh, so yeah, how did you get into Pokemon? Did you start like initially, not Unite?
Okay. I guess besides the show, my first game that I got exposing to it was Yellow. I think I got it for like my 5th or 6th birthday.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah, it's I think Pokemon Yellow and Soul Silver like specifically like my favorite games to like replay. I think it's just because like the it's really weird, but like just like the mechanic of like your Pokemon following you, that's something I really liked as a kid, and I still like to this day, like kind of having like a little traveling partner or something like that.
No, definitely, yeah, I agree with that. No, that aspect is pretty cool. That started in Crystal, right?
No, this was Yellow.
Oh, started in because of Pikachu, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wish second gen had that. I really wish it did.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought, but no, what you said was right. It was Soul Silver, not the original.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Dang, that's cool. So did you like break in between from that game to these generations? I know like people like Mitch, Young CEO, they played like the old school ones, but then they haven't played again until like the recent ones.
It's mostly the older games I will replay, but I have played like the recent ones, like Sword and Shield, Scarlet and Violet. I think for the like, more recent ones, I kind of just tended to play those games like kind of once and then not come back to them for like a while.
No, I feel you on that. There was a handful of them, like that middle gen, I don't know, like Black and White, all those, the remakes, X and Y. They were kind of iffy, but I don't know, because when you play the originals, you're comparing everything to it. So over time, some of the designs were just kind of lame. And I was like, I don't know, man. Ice cream cones and trash cans.
Yeah. Some of the designs were questionable.
Yeah. So when did you start playing Pokemon Unite?
When was the... It was like summertime when the game was released, right?
Oh, yeah. Day one, like July 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... It was around that week, literally the week of the game's release. So I was trying out different MOBAs. It was like a genre I don't really play like that often, or I wasn't really too familiar with besides League, but I've never like full on like played it for myself. I would just like watch gameplay. So yeah. For like that, like the past 2 weeks, I was like just trying out different MOBAs. So my first one was like League of Legends, and then Smite. League was just way too complicated for me. Like,
it does had look no crazy. Idea what
was, yeah, like they had tutorials, but like for me, like there's just so much to process, and like I have ADHD, so it's like it's hard for me to like focus on like multiple things, especially if it's like a long list. Like I'll just be like, I'll space out and be like, what? I'm like, what's it telling me to do?
So yeah, that game definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, and it's not very welcoming to new players. Like I think once I started had the option, or I think I locked the option to play with people, because I think you start with bots for a bit. I was just getting flamed because they're just like, oh, this person's just like, they're throwing, they're inting, and I'm like, I literally don't know how to play this game. I don't know if my stats are shown, but it should be, you know, clear as day. I have no idea how to play League. Yeah. So I kind of just stopped because I'm just like, no, it's too much. Then I played Smite. It's like League, it's more mm-hmm. Is it not top down? I don't know how you say the perspective.
Is it third person?
Kind of like that.
No, I've played it. I just forget what you call the perspective. It's not first person, is it? No. I think it's third person.
I think it's third person. I'm not sure. But I tried that out for a bit with some friends. That one was a bit more easier to get into. It's just like, I'm still trying to figure it out how to play it. I haven't really played it too much these days. But I think it was that time. I forgot what day it was, but... Unite had just came out, and my friend's like, oh, why don't you try that game? So, okay, you know, it's Pokemon. Who doesn't like Pokemon? So I ended up streaming it one day, and I was just so confused because I'm just like, is this what MOBAs are like? Or, like, at least this one. It didn't feel... I don't know. It was, for me, it was, like, a weird experience just because it's Pokemon and, like, a MOBA. So it's like, yeah, like I said, the genre I'm not really comfortable with. So I was just kind of, like, trying out the game. It was fun, but I didn't touch, I kind of just like put the game away for a bit. I go to play it like back and forth, like with friends, but then other than that, I would just like stop playing. I think it was until maybe near the end of the year, end of 2021, that I started playing more and more. Like, I was just like, actually wanted to take the time to learn the game, because it actually was pretty easy to pick up.
Definitely. Like, I think so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's like so much easier than League of Legends, let me tell you. That, yeah. And then the games are not like 40 to almost an hour long session. Like, I'm not trying to do that.
When I heard that, I was like, there's no way I'd ever jump in this game. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, no. It's like, what if they use the bathroom or something? Like, that's too long.
That's way too long. 40 minutes for one. And then what if you lose?
Nah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the worst part.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's all rage, bad. People rage in this game. What about that game? I don't know.
I feel like, because there is chat, so that's something I'm low key. I am glad that Unite doesn't have, is the ability to chat with the other players. Yeah. Because League, they'd be flaming you just for like some dumb stuff.
Oops. That's crazy. So your own teammates, I've heard about this. Like, your own teammates would just go crazy and talk all kind of mess.
Mm-hmm. No, they will. They'll be calling you slurs, all kind of stupid stuff. I'm just like, wow.
That's insane.
It's actually nuts.
So for 40 minutes, they just expect you to like take all the trash talk and do nothing about it.
I literally kept saying, I'm like, hello, I'm new to the game. Like, what do you want me to do?
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't know how it works.
So like, why wouldn't they just like take that opportunity to, I don't know, help educate said teammate?
No, they're not. It sucks, but I was whatever about it.
Man, so when you got into Unite, because we all know top 100 Eldegoss, did you start with that character? Like, what got you into that role? Support roles?
So I've been playing like support roles, I don't know for how long, but I think that's, it's a role I've been just like very comfortable with. Like, it's not, I don't want to say it's like, it's super easy. It is easy to understand the concept, but learning how to play at a more optimal level has been something I want to do. Like, not just in Unite, but other games as well.
Yeah.
Unite is a bit easier to grind since it's like a team-based game and all that.
I agree with that. Yeah, it being 10 minutes makes it really easy to just like push games up instead of, like we were talking about League, that 40 minutes are, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah, 40 to an hour, no, thank you.
Yeah. So how many games do you have logged on Eldegoss?
I would have to look.
Would you say it's more than 1,000?
Oh no, definitely, yeah. More than 1,000. Maybe possibly 10,000. I'm not sure.
Damn, 10,000?
Yeah, like since that option to pick whatever class you wanted or like what Pokemon, I think it was like what, 4 licenses or 5?
Yeah.
I forgot who the other 3 were besides Pikachu, but I saw Eldegoss. I was like, oh, that was that new Pokemon from Sword and Shield. Like, it was one of my favorite grass type Pokemon from that game.
Oh, gotcha.
So I ended up picking it.
Yeah. Yes, when you saw it in Unite, you like easily pick it up. That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, that's our day one.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people, when the game rolled out, their favorites were in it. So, like, it was easy for them to stick to that one character. But for me, I just move around because I don't know, I get too bored if I do the same thing in that game over and over. Especially trying to stream and play with people. But that's just me. I'm not knocking anyone who can have that stick it up mentality. But you said 10,000? So, playing the game, do you play a lot of, what do you play the most? Like, solos, trios, duos, when you stream with your community?
I would probably say duos and trios is the most I play.
Duos and trios?
Yeah, 5 stacking is, I've done it, it's just kind of stressful. It depending who's like, I guess I'm teaming up with, because like sometimes I'll be playing with like the more higher level players that kind of have like these like cracked like strategies and stuff like that. And I'm just sitting here like, I don't know how to do that. I'm just the person that like heals and tries to kill stuff.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I'm just like trying to like understand, comprehend while playing it at the same time. It's like, don't yell at me, please.
Yeah. What would you say for people that want to pick up Eldegoss? What are some tips and tricks that they could use entering this meta with season 9?
For this is just for me personally. What I've been doing, I would say if they're planning to learn that character, is knowing what moveset works with them, what moveset what they need in certain situations. Like when do you feel like you need to use Leaf Tornado? Like if we're playing a team that is more so like hard aggression, or they're trying to like secure lanes quicker, I would say use that. Or if they want to like be a player that's more so like just keeping their teammates alive and just defending or helping, like fight with them, defend with them, I would say run more of a healer build. So Pollen Puff, Cotton Guard.
Okay, so you see it as two different builds, not just one singular build.
I'm personally more of a healer person. I used to run a lot of Leaf Tornado, but then these days it's kind of like my teammates can do a lot more damage. So like rather than trying to do that, I should be prioritizing like keeping them alive.
I see. Okay. Yeah, because I always see on, what website is this? Game 8, GG, UniteDB, the typical Unite websites, they all have the one staple build. I say staple because to me, they all share the same, but it's just one build they strictly go by. And I've rarely seen that. Any other builds, like a lot of characters, they just go by one. So
I think I've seen that website. I think so.
Yeah. No, it's cool to have someone like you on who has an open mindset and you try different things. Because our last show, we had Big Bud on, and he was saying that, like myself, he's like contrarian and he hates doing what everyone else thinks is popular. So he'll find a different way, you know? Mm-hmm. No, cool to hear that you got different movesets and stuff. What do you think for Elder Gods players in that first few minutes, what should their objective be? Because I've seen a lot and had some people ask, they messaged me to ask you, because you are in top 100, for like the best way to lane and open up with Elder Gods. Like what should they go for?
Generally, I prefer bottom laning. I just feel like it's an easier, for me, it's an easier time for Elder Gods to help either get XP for itself or for its teammates. For me, I kind of let, if I'm not running EXP share, I recently started doing that. Before running that item, I would just kind of like let my teammate get it first before I do. Like, I think by the time they get like already level 4 or 5, I'm kind of like almost close to evolving, so I can get my first move.
Yeah.
But generally, that's what I kind of prioritize. And then if like, say like our enemy teams, like either they're trying to, I think most of the times they're just stacking from what I've seen. Most times whenever I'm laning, I'm usually going against one or two people that's always stacking some, like doing stacking items or something like that. What I'm trying to do is either try to like take the XP before them, like the ones they're hitting from my lane, or just like fight them off, like try to scare them, like getting them half HP. And if my teammate is stacking or something, they could probably get them, like get the kill.
Yeah.
Those are just like a few examples.
No, I like that. So when you're on bottom lane, does it bother you if your lane partner is a stacker?
Not really. It's more so if like they say they're stacking and they're not doing it. Like,
oh,
they're Jesus. More so like busy like killing somebody. I'm like, I thought you're stacking. What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I had a few players that'll do that. They'll tell me like, oh, I'm stacking, but then like they're just fighting a jungler, which they shouldn't be, especially if it's like an Apsol or something. I'm like, please come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please come back.
Yeah, because that's the worst. Like,
yeah, they'll be like, you didn't heal me. I'm like, look, it's an Apsol. I can't.
Yeah, it's not fair if they put your team in jeopardy and they're expecting something that the game doesn't even provide. Like, you'd pull some kind of superhero effort to like give them a half bar of health. Like, that's not gonna happen.
That is something I constantly be complaining about on my stream when like I get point fingers at because I didn't support my teammates enough or something like that. I'm like, that's your fault, not mine.
Man, we were talking on a different show about how it'd be good for people who only do one style to play the other roles, so that not only can they see what it's like, but learn the cooldowns, learn when the character evolves, because then they probably not say what they're saying to you. Because why would you put yourself in that position? Like me playing melee, I'm not going too far out, because I know the closer, like the flip side for me, the closer they get to me, I think we got these kills, you know? So it's like, why give it to them on that side? But yeah, I get what you're saying.
You're right.
So playing Eldegoss a lot, do you play any other support characters or just Eldegoss?
I am playing Hoopa. Like, I'm trying to get my Hoopa to top 100. We're almost there.
Really? Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, now it's going to be a little problem because since the update had came out, I forgot that they buffed Hoopa. So, like, I'm seeing all these people that, you know, suddenly they're all Hoopa mains or just using the new buff. So I'm just like, get off the character, please.
Yeah, ever since that, yeah, they buffed it up.
And yeah, it's going to be a hassle now because I was playing a bunch of Hoopa the past few weeks. And now, like, I see this update. I'm just like, oh, my God, now people are going to pick this character. I did try out the new movesets or the what they buffed. It's I hated Phantom Force with a passion, like how it used to work. But what they did now, oh my god, like it's so much better.
Yeah, so as a support main, could you break down how Phantom Force works now?
So before it's kinda like what trick, like I don't want to say maybe like an auto lock on, whoever you're near, it will like that move will lock onto it.
Mm-hmm.
So with now how Phantom Force works is similar to using Hyperspace Hole where you can put down where the portal is. It's like the same thing now.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, you are.
Okay.
So you don't need a target to activate Phantom Force now?
Yeah, no longer. You can just like plant the hole wherever. I've seen a lot of people like doing some weird sneaky plays with it now. It's fun.
That does sound pretty cool. I was going to try it, but I was like, I'm not sure how this works. I need someone to explain to me first. But hearing the way you say it, that sounds pretty slick. Because you can probably, go mid-map for some vision, plant the Phantom Force down, and then, like, extend longer for more vision. And, like, if it's a dire scenario, you can just, like, snap right back, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sneaky, man.
Yeah, like, this isn't from my stream. I think I was watching someone, but I think they're... teammate Hoopa like did their Phantom Force to push three people into someone else's ult. So I was like, oh, that's a cool little follow-up to like, you know, the person just like getting ready in position to do like a sneak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they were playing the person that got the kills was like the water Shifu or something like that. I don't know how that Pokemon works, but it seems like the water one is a lot stronger now.
Most definitely. Yeah. After a certain, if you can, in those certain games, when the other team doesn't jungle right and you can gain levels, if you're like 2-3 levels ahead of them, you can fight 1v3s easily.
Oh, God. Like
it's kind of absurd. It's really absurd. Like a tank, a supporter, and another melee. Like, but the special attackers, you know, Delphox and all them, easily shredded. Mm-hmm. Still, they're still going to be strong. But one trio I saw was Clefable, Blissey, and Urshifu. And I don't think it died once.
That sounds horrible. Oh, God.
Because like we were just talking about cookie mindsets and cookie cutter and hive mind, people just kind of listen to whatever the generic tweet is. Mm-hmm. But this trio, they split and they used the Blissey for the safeguard instead of the eggs because of all the CC. And they had the Clefairy healing and they were putting down gravity. So wherever those three went, like they just wiped everybody. It was crazy.
I can imagine. Oh my gosh.
Like if people really want to get wins, like regardless of your talent level, I really think they should just have Blissey, Clefable on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the other three are. Like when I saw that trio, I was just like, holy shit, man. Like I thought before the patch, the Scizor, Mew, Mime, Urshifu lobby was crazy, but those three... those two? Imagine like those two with Tyranitar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm imagining it.
Just one healing and one safeguard, and it's a wrap. It's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. So when you play Eldegoss, who's your favorite character to lane with? Who do you trust?
Did you say favorite character or person?
Oh, not people, not just yet, but character.
Okay.
Because I know people hate like lane, you know, Gengar and lane Talonflame. So who do you like to see?
I don't really have... I mean, as long as I'm not really pairing up with another support, unless they're stronger, I don't really mind who I'm laning with. I think it's more so as long as they're able to do what they need to do, that's fine. Like, you know, either get your stacks, help me fight people off if they're trying to, like, overextend or, like, going a bit aggressive in our lane. or our base. That I think that's the only thing I ask for is just cooperation.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter like what character, or yeah, I guess what character it
is. Okay. Yeah. So you, hey, you sound like a really cool sport player. You're just like, hey guys, as long as you do your job, don't mess around, don't die. Yeah.
That's literally what I tell people. I was like, as long as you help me, I'll help you out too. That's literally what I do.
Yeah. And I love that. And I know that from watching your streams, definitely. Like, I see you try your best, and some people put themselves in bad spots, and it's just like, how are they complaining? Like, you have a support character willing to rotate, being there, having their ultimate. Like, the sports people get in random lobbies, don't do that. So
I forgot who this group, or I'm not gonna say names, but one group I was playing with, I told them, like, hey, I'm gonna be just primarily playing Hoopa, because that was kind of like my goal for this season. Not so much as like getting sticker or whatever, it's more so like I want to improve my Hoopa gameplay, and then trying to get the gold ribbon for it, as well as getting top 100. So that whole time we just been playing nothing but Hoopa.
Yeah.
And so they're telling me, like, oh, play a more meta Pokemon before the buffs. Like, play mine, play Blissey. And I'm like, no, I don't do that. Like, I'm playing characters I'm confident with.
Yeah.
Which is either Eldy or Hoopa, but I really wanted to play more Hoopa. So we're playing. The match is like really messy. We just had a jungler that was just very passive, and it was driving me nuts because they were constantly spamming things or let me level up first, basically fighting for jungle or whoever would call that lane as well. Mm-mm. And I didn't know what to do, because I was playing Trick Shadow Ball, so like everyone was kind of just scattered. Like, they're not really going the objectives or lanes. It's just kind of like, all right, well, I don't know who to go with, because every time I'm near someone, they ended up taking me to like a 1v4 and like I get jumped for it. I'm like, okay, cool.
Hate that.
Or
shit.
Worse, oh my God. I'll be near them, but like if we're fighting off people and like I guess they think that they're dying even at full health, they'll start backing away from me, and I am forced to like frontline for them like a tank. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you leaving my why are you leaving my side? I'm trying to help you, dude.
Yeah.
But after the game, we barely lost. I think by like maybe 6 points. I looked at my score, and like, I think I got like 12 kills, 22 assists. So like my total damage was almost
crazy.
80. And so the group I was playing with, they're like, I don't think this I don't know if this Hoopa is working. And like, I didn't have my camera on, but I had like the most confused face. I was like, wait, you're blaming me? And they're like, well, because you didn't really do a lot. I'm like, no, I know you're not gonna say that to me.
No, that's crazy.
I was like, pull up those the stats. Like, I know I saw that I was doing work.
Yeah, it's crazy they're saying that to you. I can't stand that.
Yeah, it's just so bothersome, because like I'm not a fan of meta or whatever in any game. So they kept telling me the same thing, like, oh, you should have ran a better, you know, support or whatever. Like,
disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I was doing my part. Like, I was trying to help everybody. It's like, I can't do everything.
No, you can. It sucks when they will say that, because for a time I did play support. I was playing defender because of how much I played other MOBAs. Like, I understand the attacker role, so for me it's actually easier to play defender and support, because I know how to pick off the attackers. But whenever I pick that role, it just magically happens in that moment. I have some random whoever goofball thinks they're super jungler, and you know, as a support, you set up the opportunity for them to take the execution, and they just never do it. I have like, I got like 250, 300 games on Blissey. I got a bunch on Blastoise. Like 256. Like I have like 200 on a lot of defenders, supporters, Slowbro. I'm at like a 57% win rate at Slowbro. Like, I like playing Slowbro. It's kind of hard to lose games when you play Slowbro, no matter who your teammates are. Like, it's kind of hard. But
oh, we have. I digress. I have one.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I have one. This was like, I think, 2 days ago.
All right, let's hear it.
I think I was playing with, I think, Hugcourt?
Oh, Hugcourt, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was playing with him and Pangy 2 days ago. We had a duo, specifically a Slowbro and Machamp, who never would lane with us. So I think Court was our jungler. So the majority of us were in the bottom lane. We're trying to get the bottom Reggie. I think a Reggie Ice or something like that. Yeah. And so we're just getting constant pings like, hey, you know, gather over here. And we're just like, why are two teammates are just like, you know, off there doing their own thing. Mm-mm. Meanwhile, all of us are literally fighting for bottom lane. But I was thinking like, okay, they'll probably take the top Lecky since everyone is down here. I think they were like AFK farming because the top Reggie is still alive. And then I see like, oh, enemy Espeon had taken it or something like that. Yeah. So we're just like, what the hell are these two doing the whole time? I guess they didn't touch it. And so we obviously lost the game. The two just stopped cooperating with us. They were too busy taking Quartz X, like his buffs, because he was jungler. Oh, my God. So yeah, Machamp takes it. They don't help out. We're just like, dude, we're all dead. And one of the two had the nerve to hop in my chat, just, you know, saying it was like generic stuff like, oh, you're trash, like you're bad at this game.
Stop it.
I was like, I don't know if this is the two duo talking, but they can't say anything. It's especially the Machamp, because no shade, whoever mains that Pokemon, but 80% of the people I play with have like the baddest hissy fits. Yep. Like if I'll lane with the Machamp and they keep dying, like they won't help me anymore because they're expecting me to heal them. And I'm like,
they will literally go to the other lane. I've watched it happen.
Yeah, they'll sit there. They'll hit a random bundle V. They'll just like look at us, just, you know, circling around, whatever.
They'll follow you, wait to the last hit, then take it.
Yeah, yeah. Like they watched us die. I was cracking up because I'm like, you can't even say we're bad. Like you didn't even help us.
It's pathetic, the pettiness.
Yeah, it is. They're like, yeah, we sure did watch you die. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of whack. I think it was more disgusted by the, I guess their quote unquote insults. I don't know. To me, they didn't really sound, what's the word?
Intelligent?
I guess among the lines of that, I don't know. They're just really whack insults. I'm like, they're not even good. Like, I don't know. This is just my thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If someone's going to take the time to look me up just to tell me that I'm trash or whatever this game, I feel like they definitely had enough time to like type in, hey, maybe can you help us? Like, obviously, you know, you're playing with streamers. Like,
right.
I say this to any random person that will hop in my chat and be like, oh, you cost us the game or whatever. It's like, no, like, if you needed help and you know I was streaming, you could just easily be like, hey, can you help me? Like, can you go to my lane? Because my partners or whatever, my lane partner or the jungler is not helping. I would be like, okay, yeah, I could do that. But, you know, instead they choose to be petty.
I don't understand that. Just like I was thinking when we were discussing League of Legends like 20 minutes ago about how you said they have the ability to speak to you in the voice chat. When they flame,
they can type to you. They can type.
Oh, I'm sorry. They can type. Not you specifically, but to teammates. Why flame when you could type the message of what you actually want to happen?
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
That's what I'll never get.
It baffles me so many times when I run into those people. I'm like, don't blame me for your mistakes. You and your duo chose to play stupid. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Especially like if anybody sits down with a chunk of time and they know they're going to play for a while and then you run into people, there's a good chance, because it's happened, I think, to everyone I talk to, that you can, not back-to-back games, but like over a 3-hour period, you might run into those people 7 times. Like it's happened to me in the past few days. Mm-hmm. Like if it was 18 games, like I've been running into, just a few days ago, we were streaming. Me, Random Moss, were we in threes? I think it was, I forget who else it was. Maybe Lana, maybe Sestruto, somebody. But we're playing threes, and we kept queuing into Spragles. Might have been Godly, number one son Godly. But yeah, Spragles, Steve My Cat, you know, various YouTubers. Mm-hmm. And me, I was hyped. I'm like, oh, snap. Other folks might have been worried or whatever, but I'm like, look, we're going to get good competition. Not that most competition isn't, but for me, I like queuing into the known names because it makes me think in my mind, the random people on my team know their names and potentially would act better, behave better, play better, knowing that they're going to be on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. Might be a reach, but just feels like that's what happens a lot of times. Because playing against Spraggles and them, it was like four times in a row.
Yeah.
One game break, and then a fifth time out of that few hours. So like that's where I'm going with that. Like, let's say the randoms came to my stream complaining. It's like, yo, you guys could have the message of what you want to happen, knowing that we're all going to be here for a handful of time. Like playing, yes, I think of street, yes, like basketball, if I'm going to the court for 4 hours, no one's like people will complain and stuff, but teammates, like, they'll discuss like what should be fixed. Yes, yes, people complain and argue, but it's totally different how people treat the internet. It's so weird. It's like, why are you going to someone's stream to scream and yell instead of be like, hey man, could we do XYZ next time if we link up? But I guess that's,
yeah, it's so wishful thinking. I'm telling you, I'd be repeating this stuff so many times. Like, you have if you're taking the time to look me up, rather than, you know, sitting here just to say one generic comment, like, oh, you're trash, you know, KYS and all that other stupid stuff. Like, right. You could just say, like, hey, it, you know, can you help me next time if we play? Problem solved. Like, yeah, no problem.
Definitely. There's no problem with that. Oh yeah, it was we were playing with Big Bud. It was me, Random Moss, and Big Bud, and we had queued into Spraggles, Steve My Cat, and other YouTubers various times. That's who it was. I forgot the third. My bad. But yeah, we're on the same page here. Like, people should just come with their message in a neutral, positive way instead of coming to your Twitch.tv in your chat talking crazy. Like, sometimes I'll just ignore it, mute them, block them, but like time them out. But that there are other times, you know, where I just kind of unleash and let them have it. Because yeah, somebody got to teach them. Somebody got to son them. I'm not sure if they got parental guidance, older siblings, smarter friends. I don't know. But you're here right now.
I don't know.
Let me just show your ass and teach you.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm kind of glad it's mostly the Unite people, like Unite players are coming into my stream, at least to talk to some, or... In my honest opinion, it's not really talking smack. It's more like I'm hearing whining because they're,
right,
like I said, like their roasting game is like very weak. I'm just like, girl, like you can go to like a COD lobby. I heard worse shit than this.
Right. That is funny. Their roast game is weak. They need to go watch some fucking Comedy Central shit or some stand-up, yeah, on exactly, YouTube or Laugh Factory.
Go talk to middle schooler because they're monsters. Okay, not everyone, but grandma.
You said middle schoolers? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't.
That's funny shit, man. So let's get to people. Who are some of your favorite people to play Unite with?
Okay, well, off the bat already, I'm actually visiting him right now, but he's working. My brother Powda, I like playing with him. We mostly trio or duo. Majority of the times I'm playing games on stream. Well, Unite, oh, okay, specifically.
What character do they play? Or role? Plays,
mostly jungle, but sometimes...
nice. But okay.
Sometimes he will lane with me. So like Dura.
Nice. Okay. So you guys are a good combo right there. I like that.
Yeah. He knows how I play. I know how he, like, you know, we have like kind of the same general game plan. So we just work well together.
Yeah, doesn't it feel better when you have somebody who like understands what you're thinking and how to play?
Yes.
Was it 2 days ago? We did, was it yesterday? Today's a blur in together, but we did fives. And I believe we won three, maybe lost one. And I haven't done fives in a while because when I used to, there was, like you had said, when people come to the chat, there's people that, like the three people I knew, and then there was like a random person I didn't know. And it was always that one random who would just like talk crazy, be really loud, cussing people out. And I'm just like, whoa, time out. I'm like, is this guy a pro? Are they playing in a tournament? They got cash flow, bankroll? Like, we're playing open ranked ladder on stream.
Mm-hmm.
If people really want to be serious and be upset when certain things happen, to me, someone who played basketball at a decently high level, sports competition, we'll be doing this offline in a Discord call, locked VC. No one can enter. And I just don't understand when people enter the Twitch stream space, how they don't get how this is just like on this side of it, you know, Green, everyone who streams know this. Mm-hmm. This is just like an open playground. Like, this really should not be taken that serious, and everyone's pissed off. I know that there are teams who stream their games and stuff, but they're in a private VC call. Like, people don't see the difference. And when they come to these open lobbies and they talk this shit and get an attitude, I can't take it, yo. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I'm literally was talking about this a few days mm-hmm. ago. I used to have my, or I don't know if I have my VC unlocked now, but I used to lock it because sometimes either I get people randomly just coming in, like they won't really talk, or they're not really supposed to be there. It's more like if I'm playing with the group, especially like a ranked game, I would prefer those specific people because sometimes before I would have like maybe 6 people in that chat, like they're either playing a different session or like they're just sitting there kind of like just talking. And I'm like, okay, I need the specific people in here so like I can I can listen to. But there have been times where I used to do like open standards and ranked matches. I still do the standard ones, but like for ranked ones, I would kind of like just anyone play. But there was one day, it just, you know, it's 5 people that never played together before. You know, they're in a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is when I was trying to learn Blissey. Like when I would see like, oh, is this character made for me? I had someone in my group, like kind of like, not even politely asking, like, oh, your Blissey sucks. Can I play it instead?
Oh, hell like, no. Whoa, wait. they said what?
Like, your Blissey sucks. Can I play like mine instead? And hell I was what? That's not how you like. That's not how you ask somebody. First of all,
nah, that's not even that's fucking rude. That's not even smooth. Yeah, hey man, like, in a couple of games, would you mind if I try it? It looks cool. Like you see how I worded that? Like, nah, that's fucking crazy.
I don't. I'm like, who mm-hmm. are you speaking to like that? Hold on, wait.
Yeah, like, who are you talking to like that?
I was like, just because a little like cartoon character talking about like for me doesn't mean I'm gonna like not go off on you. Like, don't do that.
Oh yeah, because they see the VTube, they think they can just hell.
Yeah, I feel like there's like this weird misconception, like, oh, we're like very, they have like the typical like ooh woo personality or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
And then it's just like no, bitch. Like this is me speaking. Like I'm not putting no persona for you. Like we're like, I don't know. I guess like. The person just assumed I was like some sort of doormat for them just so like walk over them. Like, don't talk to me like that, first of all.
Right. That's crazy. I wanted to transition to that for these last two topics before we get to the 60 minutes. So let me ask about VTuber and then I'll get to Comfey and then Unite to close. So
okay,
when you started streaming, how can I ask this question? Because one day someone said it to me and it just, I just discovered it and I had no idea about it. Do you prefer to have your camera on or to VTube? Because I know we're doing camera now, but I never actually, I don't think I've had anyone on besides Kelosaurus, but by the time she came on, she already did a face reveal. Mm-hmm. So like, what's the mindset behind VTubing? I guess I should ask that.
That one, I guess someone thought I started it last year, or I forgot, maybe the end of 2020. Because before, sometimes I don't like to turn on my camera, especially like during summer days, because like, you know, sweat and like you just feel all types of gross. Like I had my camera and I looked at it, I was like all shiny. I'm like, no, I'm turning this off.
Yeah.
And so I just like put like an image of like my mascot as like a placeholder. So that way it's not like completely empty.
And got it.
Okay. I think I was playing Dead by Daylight or something. I don't remember what game it was. But someone was like, oh, I didn't know you started VTubing. And I was like, what? What's that? Because I didn't really know what VTubers were. Like, I seen them. I've seen what they look like. I just didn't know there was a word for it or, like, you know, category or whatever.
Oh, and so
I was literally Googling it as the person was talking to me. I'm like, I don't know what the hell a VTuber is, but I guess that's what I am. I guess that I thought that was another way of saying streamer. Or so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. So I was like, is everyone a VTuber? And then that's when I understood it more. I'm like, the concept, I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, no, I'm not. This is just an image. But then, like, that day after, I was like, oh, you know what? Like, maybe I should look into doing this. Because I always wanted to have, like, a brand or something to that defines me. And so, like, that little character that you usually see, why not, right? It's not on my screen right now, but usually I have that character that you see, like, that was just like a mascot I would draw for myself, but I would never really show people.
Yeah.
And so when I was thinking of form like a brand for myself on Twitch or trying to create one, I was like, I should show my character more. And I guess this VTubing was the way to do it. And so I think when I did a charity stream, that's when I debuted. I want to say maybe around January 2021. That's when I started doing it.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I was wondering because I've seen it around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mind showing my face. Like, I think people just forget because it's kind of rare in a sense. But occasionally I will turn on my camera, you know, either if it's like a special stream, like a birthday thing, or I want to talk about like a topic, because sometimes it feels inappropriate to have like the little cartoon there when I'm talking about something serious. Or I'll just like not have it on.
Ah, got you. Okay. Or when you get 100, get the subs. I see that. Okay.
Oh, you know what? Maybe if that if that happens, sure. Be like face reveal.
Yeah. That's funny. No, because I forgot until I just said it. I blurted it out that Kelosaurus was a VTuber for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then one day, face reveal. Now she's always on camera. But it's cool to hear your explanation of it. I obviously haven't had this conversation with other VTubers. But I like how you put that, like, when it could be summertime and it's hot as hell, sun coming through, room could be hot, sweating, and just, like, how you look on camera, like, yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, no, I would, like, do, like, a little preview before starting stream, and if I see, like, I'm not looking great, I'm like, no, the camera goes off today.
Yeah.
But I used to have it on when I was, like, when I started playing more, when I was doing playthroughs. That's when I was like, maybe I should have my camera on, I guess, just to show what I'm, my perspective, I guess.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a cool idea. I'm going to ask you, because I felt this myself. Do you feel, like, more energetic when the camera's off versus when it's on? I wonder if I'm asking that right.
I think I understand what you're saying. I guess maybe more. I don't know. I guess maybe more when the camera's off. I'm not really sure. I think when I have it on, if I'm too fixated on it, I'll get like kind of semi-self-conscious, especially if I'm playing games, because I know like, I don't know if people like have taken pictures of you like with like a serious ass like gamer face when you're playing games.
Oh, dude.
That's one thing I am very conscious of, because I've had a friend take pictures of me whenever I'm like hella focused and like... He has one that I hate so much. He'll like send to me as a reminder. And it's like, damn, you look so focused. I'm like, I hate you.
Yep.
Like, that's sometimes why I don't like to have my camera on, especially like if I'm like really into a game, I'm not gonna pay attention to it. I'm more like looking at the screen. And like I feel like someone might low-key just take a picture of like that ugly face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, no, stop, please.
No, I've gotten Discord posts, people comment in chat, and it's like, you know what? I think for the next week, this camera is going to be on vacation.
Right? I'm like, no.
Because every time's like, I got to move the camera around a lot, but it can be at one angle where it just seems like I'm not like looking at the screen, and you'll just see the chat fly like, yo, you okay? What's going on? What's going on? And I'm like, do you not see me like, if it's Unite beating people and scoring points, like obviously I'm paying attention. Like sometimes it gets annoying. So I'm like, you know what? If the camera wasn't here, they'd be looking at what I'm looking at and not me. Okay. So before we get up out of here, one more segment. I want to talk about new character coming to the game, Comfey. Some say it could be tonight. Some say it could be tomorrow. So as an Elder Goss main supporter specialist, do you see yourself picking up this character and trying it out? What are you thinking?
I'm willing to try out the game or the character. It's just like Shiro Comfey reminds me a lot, or They're basically like a League of Legends character. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the character Yuumi, but it's, I see it as like, as a semi carbon copy. So when I was watching the quote unquote gameplay of it, I'm just like, oh, yo, yeah. Cool. Out of all the characters you can copy, why would you choose that one? Like, so I know she's had some, I don't know. When I'm, it's not gameplay to me. It's just,
it's yeah, everyone, the past 3 weeks, Yuumi's been a heavy topic on the show. I'm about to change the name of the show to Yuumi's Podcast because everyone just keeps comparing this character to Yuumi. And I'm like, I've not played that game. I have no idea. But I watched some YouTube video on it and I was like, okay, I kind of get the idea what it does. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everyone hates Yuumi. Godly's saying in my chat over here. Appreciate you, Godly, being here. And everybody in your chat, you know, watching the show for episode 20. So if you pick it up, do you see yourself getting it on Gem Week or are you going to wait till Gold?
I think I might do the gems just to try out the character because I'm open to playing supports, support Pokemon, I guess. The only one is Sableye, Mr. Mime. I will not play those two.
Oh my god, those two. No, when those two show up.
I wasn't a fan of.
Nah, man.
I just don't like Mr. Mime as a Pokemon in general, but I didn't like Sableye in this game.
No, it's a menace in this game. Yeah, I think I might pick it up. Like I said, I normally don't play support, but we'll see. I'm lying. I'm catching myself. I'm going to wait a day and just see what happens. Yeah, I'm going to wait a day. Hopefully it comes out tonight, so we get the next few hours to watch people on streams and stuff. You're probably streaming. Are you streaming in a few hours later? I know you're in Pacific time.
I'll be streaming again.
Nice.
But I would probably try out the Pokemon just to see. Hopefully I get the chance to try it out. I should say that because I know those early gym consumers or buyers, whatever, they're immediately going to get it.
Man, those early purchasers, yep. They're going to favorite it, lock it in, play it on mobile so they can pick it first, slam their screen. That's their trick.
It's going to suck. That's what I usually kind of like to do. Not even standard. I think I would prefer to go to practice mode at least because it gives me a chance to try out the Pokemon and I don't have to wait for people.
That's a good point. I never did that. I was requesting people to join the lobby so we could all pass it around. That was the only way I could ever scare any character. Otherwise, I'm just trying to fight for it. Like when we were in Chicago, Buzzwole came out and I only got to play like every fourth game. And I was like, yo, I only got X amount of time to play this. And in this X amount of time, I think I played it twice. But when it first came out, it wasn't that great anyway. It's way better now, so. Did I really miss much? Probably not.
I don't really pay attention to like majority of the new Pokemon. If it's a Pokemon that will like pique my interest, I'll try them out. I think the last new one was, it might have been either Serena or Azumarill.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So whenever like another Pokemon come out, like
goddamn,
I think the role I don't pay attention to is Tank because I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
Because I think I had someone, I think when we were playing Ranked the other day, they're like, oh, do you ever consider, like, I guess, trying out different roles, like Speedster, Tank? I was like, if they put, like, a pretty Pokemon or something like that, maybe, because I don't like any of the tanks at all. Like, it's literally, like, it's like, what, you have Chubby Squirrel, Snorlax.
A tree.
Tree. See that? I really don't pay attention to that.
Hermit Crab thing?
Slowbro. Yeah, Slowbro. Oh, my God, Blastoise.
Yeah.
But yeah,
no, they're all kind of. No, I agree with you. If I use the word pretty or exciting or fresh, they're all just kind of like bleh.
Yeah, they're all like, I know someone was asking me because I play mostly support. They're like, have you tried out Sableye? I'm like, no, gross. I'm sorry. Yeah. I feel bad because they play that Pokemon. I'm just like, ew, no, disgusting. Why would you ask me that?
Yeah, you see what it does. Like, that's not my playstyle. I'm good. Not to knock anyone who does. But I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Like I try greeting, running around, scoring. Like after two games of it, it's like, all right, I don't feel like I did anything.
Like maybe if they put Milotic as a tank, then you'll see me playing tank or something.
There's it. There we go. That'd be cool. They should talk to you.
Yeah. Or that's who else? What I'm saying. Like I have some costume ideas too for like the Hollowares.
Oh, that's a whole nother episode. Yeah, we could do a whole episode on Hollowares, man. That store is, to me, like, as much money they want to make, it's garbage.
It's horrible. It's like Pikachu recolor a Santa outfit, like that was that was the last straw for me. I'm like, no, y'all are stupid.
Yeah, that was the last straw. Like, nope, I'm good. So one last thing. Have you seen what the Unite move does for Comfey?
Someone told me it hides your teammates or whatever the grass patch is around.
Yeah.
So like someone told me you can hide a Rayquaza, but like what does that do exactly? I don't know. This is just speculation because they're like, oh, if your teammate can get hidden in that spot, like I guess you can hide the Rayquaza. But for me, I'm just like, wouldn't they still check it? I don't know. For me, I'm just like, I don't really understand the whole camouflage thing. Is there more to that, or is it just like?
That's interesting. I never thought about applying the Unite move to hide, I guess, the objective. So
someone was saying that in my chat yesterday. They're like, "Oh, you could just hide the Rayquaza." But I'm like, I'm pretty sure they'll still go there. But I mean, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it says it's called Flowery Fields Forever. Creates a large area of tall grass and allows your teammates to hide. And then it says, if an ally enters, it'll continually recover HP for as long as they're in it.
Oh, okay.
So it gives them grass and it heals them.
Can they get hit if they're like while they're in it?
So in this little tweet, it doesn't show that the opponents are getting hurt by the grass. It shows the Comfey attacking. But it says the grass gives your opponents, you know, invisibility temporarily and will heal them. Mm-hmm. I say invisibility, but they're just hiding in the grass, so they'll be anywhere in that circle of grass.
Okay.
We'll see.
Sounds like a straightforward move. We'll have to see it, because for me, I'm just kind of like, okay, that doesn't sound like mind-blowing, but...
Yeah, like when I look at it, I'm just like, how is this going to be useful and cool, but... Maybe
if it's helping their teammates a lot, then like, yeah, that's cool. It is how it sounds right now doesn't sound like mind blowing. Like it's like a game changing Unite move or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Just like hides your teammates and helps heal them. If you're running away, like, I don't know if hiding that grass will help.
Yeah, that's right. Cause like, it's a big grassy patch. So I'm like, wouldn't someone know?
Yeah. Cause if you're Delphox, you just throw your mystical fire at the patch. And then somebody's bound to die or get hurt, right?
Yeah, I'm literally looking at the...
Right, yeah, send it to you on Discord so you can check it out as a support main. But I want to thank you for those valuable tips on how to play Eldegoss in lane, what your preferred style is, and your mindset behind it. Because being in the top 100, like, that's not easy whatsoever in a said character. Really appreciate it.
It was a hard climb, let me tell you.
Oh, I bet that was a hard climb. So before we take off, do you have any projects you're working on? Do you do any kind of community nights? Anything you want to promo before we do the sign off?
I actually am doing another collab for this week. So this Friday, I'm doing a Sonic Riders. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that game.
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm doing a collab through with you. Another VTuber.
I like your streams a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
That music, yeah, man. I'm telling you, your playlist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be doing a collab with another VTuber on Friday for that. I've never done like a modded like emulator for GameCube. I've only just played like the game on like the actual console itself.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like a tournament competitive mod for the game. So we are gonna do like a test run beforehand tomorrow. Just to see if we're able to play with each other, because it's a weird process, but hopefully it goes well.
Yeah.
And then either for this upcoming weekend, either the 4th or either 4th or 5th, I'm going to be doing like a subathon slash maybe potential 24 hour stream, because my birthday hits on Monday, but it's a weekday, so I kind of want to do something for the weekend.
Oh, like birthday's coming up. Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's going to be cool, man. I'll definitely come back for that.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell to do. So I'm probably just going to be playing like different multiplayer games or just like games I enjoy doing playthroughs of. We have time, so.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what to start off with.
No, like that, man. You got a vibrant, energetic community. So I know when you do community nights, different games, variety, like, it's always a good time. So that's pretty cool. I definitely come back for that. Did you, real quick, did you tweet about that? I feel like when you said that, I'm picturing someone say that in my head about birthday stream, not birthday stream, yeah, birthday stream or subathon. Was that you?
I haven't yet. No, I'm just trying to, like,
okay,
get everything prepared, like, just writing it down before, like, posting it.
Gotcha. Okay. Someone else with a February birthday. Somebody else. But yeah, man, really appreciate that. So can you let the folks at home know where they can find you and your content online?
If you're interested, just go to twitch.tv/greenme93. Do I have to spell it just in case?
Say it again?
Do I have to spell out my name just in case?
Yeah, for the folks listening. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
No doubt.
So it's GR33ME93. So yeah, because there are three threes in my name, and I know sometimes people mispronounce it. They'll be like, "Hi, GR33ME." I'm like, "That's
oh my god, that's not how you say it."
Just green is fine. Please don't do that.
Yeah. GR33N. Oh my god, no.
So yeah, I'm generally a nighttime streamer. I stream around like 10 p.m. PST, but since I'm vacation, I'm kind of just like streaming whatever time. So yeah, I'll be doing some potential early streams.
Love to hear that. And for anyone not following, definitely check it out, because not just good conversations and gameplay, great music every single time. That's why the other day I had to ask, I was like, "Yo, man, like, how do I embark? Like, how do we get on that path to get the music you play on your streams?" Because, like, not that I'm waiting, but like in some streams, if it dies out, or if the music is bad or a song you don't like you'll get that mental break. But yours, like, every song is good and they all just like blend together. I'm like, "Yo, I need to like go do stuff," but I guess I'll just put stream on half volume.
Whenever I'm playing Unite, I can't listen to the background music to that game. It's so boring.
It is boring.
So boring. I'm just like, I need to put something on to wake me up, or I'm gonna sit up here and just like throw games because I'm not like I'm not in the zone.
Seriously. Yeah, appreciate that. Make sure you guys. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I got that K-pop saved. I appreciate that. Lead. For those listening, make sure you guys come check it out on YouTube. We got a new page, re-uploading all the episodes. Aiming for it to be done this weekend. About halfway done. I'm gonna do some more tonight. And then we can get Green's episode uploaded to the YouTube. We're still going to push them out on audio. That way we're not falling too far behind. But it's a good transition, you know what I'm saying? That way it's not just on a individual YouTube page. It's on its own platform. So we're going to sign off. Shout out to Random Moss. Said he had class today. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're studying. Get your grades in. I'm just kidding. He's doing all right. We'll catch you guys next time. We are going to be recording tomorrow. We have another support player, Pokey Ashley, from the Blissey camp. So, you know, this week's full of supports. Look at that, Green. You started us off.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then next week is Cookie Dough, YouTuber, another Blissey player. A lot of support players coming in. No defenders, though. So there's that.
I mean, they need to put a cool Pokemon.
Yeah. I don't think anybody who's come on and plays defender, but that's okay. But yeah, once again, appreciate you, Green. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor. I appreciate it so much.
Hell yeah. We'll catch you guys next time.